Welcome to Steppin' Out, a reality radio show where you'll hear real people sharing their true stories of what it was like to go over the edge and find their way back. And now, Steppin' Out.
Hello and welcome to Steppin' Out Radio, true stories of inspiration and transformation heard on the Armed Forces Radio Network, as well as lots of stations across the country and on the web at steppinoutradio.com. Our next speaker is an icon. She is one of the biggest stars of television and has written a book called Genie Out of the Bottle. She really doesn't need an introduction, but I want to give her one anyway. And it's Barbara Eden, the beloved Barbara Eden. So, Barbara, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And we're so excited. I usually don't get starstruck, but when you were going to be on, everybody was so excited because we just love the show and love you, and you know, it's just such you're a star. So
that makes me feel very good.
Good. And we know you wrote your memoir called Genie Out of the Bottle, and it's it was debuted on the New York Times bestseller list. So what we usually do on this show is we start at the beginning. So if you could take us back to, the beginning of your career and how it all started for you.
I don't even know how to tell you about the beginning of my career.
Okay.
It's so, I just started singing when I was a little girl, and I studied at the Conservatory of Music in San Francisco, and I studied acting there. I worked in the San Francisco Bay Area singing with bands, and doing plays. I was a member of Actors Equity there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when I started.
It's just you've always... You've always been in show
business.
Involved.
Yes. And then came to Los Angeles and lived with an aunt and uncle for a while, and then moved into the Hollywood Studio Club.
Okay, great. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the book. Again, the book is called Genie Out of the Bottle. And so everybody can, get a copy of it. But I wanted to talk a little bit because you talk about Larry Hagman, your co-star, and it said that, back in the day you guys had great chemistry. You want to talk a little bit about that? Or
we still have good chemistry.
Uh-huh.
Larry and I have toured in Love Letters.
Okay.
Quite recently, in the last year. And we do autograph shows together.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great.
He's a great guy. He's a little crazy, but he's a great guy.
Uh-huh. Well, is there a website if people did want to come out and see you that you or should they just do a Google search online?
No, there is a website. It's, let me see here. I have to look at it. It's www.barbaraeden.com.
Okay, great.
But you have to make sure it's the official website. We've had a little trouble with other people.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And also part of this show, a big part of this show is somebody's story of how they had some transformations in their life. I know Larry Hagman, we'll get him on the show to speak for himself, but I know that he didn't make any secret that he quit drinking. When you worked with him, was that ever something you noticed or not really? Or I know you had great chemistry.
Well, it's an odd thing. I shouldn't really talk about that.
Right.
That is Larry's story.
Yes.
But yes, of course. He had a problem.
Uh-huh.
He was mixing alcohol with diet pills, actually.
Right.
And he's very lucky to be alive today. But it never interfered with his work. Ever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He was, that camera rolled, and he was right on top of it.
And when you did I Dream of Jeannie, it was your, how many years did it run? And it's still in reruns today. Is that correct?
That is correct. It ran for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then went right away on reruns and has never been off the air. It's all over the world.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I wish I owned it.
Uh-huh. Maybe if it was today, you would have. Like Lucille Ball, she owned all of hers, and Desi, right?
Studio.
And now, did you know Lucy and Desi?
I beg your pardon.
Did you?
Yes, there's quite a large part of my book I talk
that's
about.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring out. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that was the third professional job I had in Hollywood on film. And I went in knowing that she was very much the star, and
mm-hmm.
I was scared to death. And she couldn't have been nicer to me. She was just very gracious, very giving. I talk about it in the book.
Uh-huh.
I, incidentally, for the armed forces, they might like to know that my book is on audio, you can order it.
That's great.
On audio.
Yes. And I
don't know if they call them tapes anymore, but...
And now, can you tell us about, I mean, I know what's in your book, but can you give us a little background about when they do order it, what they'll, you know, a little bit, I know they have to order it, but a little bit of what they'll read about.
Well, it's my life.
Uh-huh.
It's my life. It starts when I'm a little girl and goes on through my ups and downs. It was a very difficult book for me to write.
Uh-huh.
Because... I am a bit of a private person.
I know.
So this was, I felt a little exposed there, but it's okay. I'm glad I did it. I had things that I lived through that I think other people might profit by just by reading it.
Right, and that's what I wanted to bring up, and I know it's very painful, and we bring this, again, it's a big part of this show. It's people's story, that people that have grappled with substance abuse or any kind of issues, really, and the friends and family we, you know, talk to all the time about how they were affected by it. And I'm so sorry to, you know, inform the audience that your son did die of an overdose. And I know you said that in the beginning you had no idea that he was using drugs, correct?
No, we didn't have a clue. And that's, I hope that people, parents today, are a little more knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the 60s, we didn't use drugs. I didn't have any friends that used drugs. It wasn't as pervasive.
Mm-hmm.
So we, consequently, when he was like 18, 19, we didn't recognize. I thought, oh, it's just, you know, boys will be boys, and he's had a few drinks, and I really thought that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. It was the hard stuff, and... evidently, friends of his had gotten him into it very young, and I didn't know. I had no idea.
So, it was like, when you found out, you thought he was just drinking, like, recreational, or...
Yeah, like, they experiment. Mm-hmm. Young guys do.
So how could you have known, really, right? I mean, when you say...
Well, I think now we know that when children sleep too long...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are the signs, if you could, because a lot of parents share the signs. What would you say for parents to look out for?
Well, it's behavior that's different.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Matt was that he was such a sweet guy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really manifest any of these things. Or many drug users are angry.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't.
Uh-huh.
I think all a parent can do is be alert. You have to forget about your child's privacy, and I'm talking about little children, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. You should know what they're doing every minute. I thought I did. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew when he played with someone from school, the parents and I connected. We knew exactly where our children were.
Mm-hmm.
But there were children in the neighborhood that I didn't know. I thought I knew them, but I didn't know them. And Matt would play with them, and he told me later, as an adult, that the parents of those kids were growing pods in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I probably, if I'd seen it, I wouldn't have known what it was.
Right.
So you really have to be super, super alert.
And I think also now what we hear a lot on the show, too, is like you said, you know, at 18 and 19, a lot of times parents think, well, this is the time they are going to do this. You know, this is the time they are going to drink. You know, they're in college, and that's what 18 and 19-year-olds do.
Right.
And sometimes it's hard to figure out how that person is, you know, or child, really, is different than the other kids. Barbara Eden, who, again, I said earlier, needs no introduction. But for those of you who are fans of the show or just fans of her whole career, there's a great book that Barbara has written called Genie Out of the Bottle. And Barbara had shared that you can get the book, I'm assuming, you know, for everybody in the Armed Forces. We also air outside the Armed Forces. Most people can get it on Amazon. But you started to say earlier, Barbara, there was an audio version they could get?
There's an audio version you can get on Amazon as well, yeah.
Okay, that's great.
If they have Kindle or, you know.
Terrific. Okay,
I think there's a tape version too for people who are not sighted.
Okay. And do you read it? Because I know some authors read it. Or did
Yes, I did read it.
Because you have a great voice too. You have, you know, such a
dear, thank you.
A distinctive voice. So when we last left, unfortunately, you were saying that you really crawled into a deep depression, and I think that's why your son called you one of the strongest people he had ever met, because it does take strength to get out of these horrible black holes with no therapy, with no, like you said, medication that just didn't work, and no real understanding back then about what a woman goes through. Like you said, I can't even imagine. I've suffered miscarriages myself, but not carrying a baby to term like that would just, I can't even, like I said, I think most women and men couldn't even imagine that pain, and yet you thought, okay, you know, I'll just do that. So you said time got you out of your depression. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what would you have done differently now?
I would see a counselor.
Okay.
I would definitely get help.
Okay.
For both my husband and myself.
Uh-huh. How did your husband, that's interesting, because obviously a lot of young men in the military hear this show. Now you said you had to be strong. A lot of times men, I think, don't know how to react. How did your husband react?
He was crushed. Mm-hmm. He was just absolutely crushed, but he was able to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You have to read the book. I really can't. It's very difficult to say. To describe it,
I understand.
Yes, it is.
And I think if you do read the book, you know, people will get that kind of information that you don't have to live this way. And thank goodness that the Brooke Shields of the world and other people are coming out saying that they suffered from this. And
yes.
You suffered, I can't even think, much more because of, you know, your unique... You know, your unique circumstances. So what is your life like today? What's Barbara Eden's life like today?
Oh, it's terrific.
Good.
I'm talking to you.
Uh-huh.
I did, let me see. You know, one of the highlights in my book I also talk about is Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And going with him to the Persian Gulf.
Wow.
I did 23 specials with Bob Hope. I used to tour with him when I was singing. Because I used to headline in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was so lucky to have known that man and so lucky to have been able to entertain with him. The guys in the service loved him. When we were rehearsing at NBC,
mm-hmm.
preparing to go on the tour, which was around the world, you know.
Right.
one of the guys who was a cameraman was sitting next to me, and he said, "You know why I'm doing this, don't you?" And you see, none of us got paid. Nobody gets paid for doing that. You
mm-hmm.
do it because you want to.
Right. Give back.
The union guys, you know, they just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No, I don't know why you're doing it." And he said, "I was in Vietnam." He said, "This is the only man that came behind the lines and entertained us."
Wow.
He said, "I will go anywhere with him."
Hmm.
And you could tell when we got out, we went to several aircraft carriers, and they'd bring the other ships around, you know, and the guys would all be hanging on things all over the place.
Sure, they're seeing Barbara Eden. Are you kidding?
They adored him. They just adored him.
Mm-hmm.
They were so grateful. It gave me goosebumps, and I was so happy to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I hope someone is doing it.
And trust me, what you must have given them. I mean, Bob Hope, yes, absolutely. But to know, that's the other thing why we do this show, too, is to know, you know, that those of us here back home, you know, really appreciate, obviously, everything that the military is doing, but that we don't forget. And the fact that you went all over, you know, it isn't just, you know, for Bob Hope. You did it, too, and that's unbelievable. You know, that's...
And I run into men that were on different ships. And they, when I'm singing or doing a play or something, and they'll come backstage and they'll give me a hat from mm-hmm. the boat, you know, that they had.
Sure.
Actually, the USS Iowa. I was on the USS Iowa, and I'd seen that man twice. That's been mothballed, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Miss, I think Bob's Hope's, unfortunately, wife just passed away, correct?
Yes, she did, 105.
Oh, wow. Well, God bless. Did she go
wonderful?
On that? That is wonderful. Did she ever go on the trips?
No, he wouldn't let her. He said She came to me and she said, he won't let me go. And I said, why? He thinks I'm too old.
I was going to say, he's not stupid. He's going with Barbie.
And she says, what does he think he is? You know, he's no spring chicken.
Right. That's so. He was so funny, right? Wasn't he just?
Oh, God, he was wonderful.
He's like one of a kind, you know.
So much energy. Wow.
Uh-huh. So, and then, and you also, so you still do a lot of performing. And do you, I see that you're also involved in lots of charity work. You want to share with the audience some of the work that you do?
Well, it's mainly cancer.
Uh-huh.
Different kinds of cancer. One fundraiser in particular that I'm doing the Sarcoma Foundation fundraiser in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a little pony that is sold. It's a painted pony, and it's a sweet thing. It's white with a dream catcher on its side, and every penny I get from it goes to breast cancer.
That's great, because it is Breast Cancer Month, I believe. There's so much in
yes.
October.
Yes.
And I had read that you, you know, do a lot of work with that, so that's terrific. So anybody out there, too, you know. So I just wanted to thank you so much for being with us.
I enjoyed
this so much. And, you know, people want to read the book because Barbara goes into so much more depth, and there's so much great stuff, and you'll find out so much more about Barbara Eden. So again, her book is called Genie Out of the Bottle, which is a great title. I love it. And, you know, it's been an honor and a pleasure. So thank you, and continue good luck.